Thanks, Steve. It's Phil Leffin. It's Wendy Snyder. Elizabeth Laidlaw is in studio with us. Actor, director, producer. She has a new show called The Red Line coming up on CBS and CBS All Access.
Sunday it debuts.
Sunday is the first episode. That's first correct. Of all, thank you for being here.
I'm delighted to be
we
here.
We really appreciate it.
Me.
And I want to warn you, Wendy has 1,000 questions for you, but they're all about Noah Wyle.
No, I will. I do love him, and he is in it with you.
Yes, he is. Yeah.
He's a great guy, isn't he?
He is a great guy. He's a wonderful actor. I don't need to tell anybody that, but he's a great guy off, you know, off camera, too. He's very funny. He's very laid back. He's, you know, he likes to just show up, do his job, you know. He's mm-hmm. not a, you know, there's no diva there at
oh,
all.
Oh, good.
Really
That's
great
good
guy.
To hear.
We were commiserating off the air because you heard us talking about college mm-hmm. education.
Yes.
You went to an Illinois school for college, did you not?
I did. I went to Illinois Wesleyan University.
Are you still paying that off?
No, I am not. My father was able to help me out a lot. Also, when I got into Wesleyan, my father was like really, like literally the first thing he said was like, oh, you know what? This was listed as the best buy in the Midwest, you know, for college. And my college, it was nowhere near.
I know.
I mean, I graduated in 1993.
Yeah.
And like, it was nowhere near.
It's a fraction of what it is
today. It was like not cheap because it was a private college. It was a little bit more expensive than maybe a state
probably
school.
Probably $12,000 a year.
Maybe.
Yeah.
You know?
And that's
and I mean,
reasonable.
Yeah.
And there were coupons in the paper. You could pay with coupons.
The Clipper coupon.
Right.
No, but that was like literally like the thing that he was proudest of is I'd managed to find a good school that was like a good buy.
Oh,
so,
good.
And he was really pleased with that. And, you know, he was able to help me with that. So I'm very fortunate in that regard. But I don't think if college prices were then what they are now, I would have a lot of debt.
Oh,
for
without
sure.
a doubt.
Yeah.
For
no
sure.
Question.
I don't think anybody but the wealthiest can just fly their kids through school. So.
Were your parents thrilled, your family thrilled when you said, I think acting is the way I'm going to go?
To be perfectly honest, I mean, I'm a very lucky gal in that regard. They never, ever said anything like you should find something to fall back on.
Wow.
They really
great
didn't.
Parents.
They really didn't. I'd been doing it from a very young age. I think they saw very clearly that it's not only what I wanted to do, but I was quite good at it.
Yeah.
And you know, I mean, I'm not blowing, it's just I'm not good at a lot of things, but I'm pretty good at this.
After this.
I think my father both my parents said, I mean, when I was like, you know, 19, I was like, I'm gonna go to LA and be a star, you know. And my father, I remember having this conversation with my father, and my mother definitely backed him up on this. They said, go to college, have the experience of finishing something on your own. You know, we're not there over your shoulder every night to make sure you do your homework. You mm-hmm. have to, this is the first time as a young adult that you accomplish something mm-hmm. on your own. Now I'm gonna make sure you can stay in college. I'm gonna pick up the tab. I mean, I had to live in the dorms for a lot of it, and you know, and I
not
did,
everybody gets a cushy apartment.
I eventually got a it wasn't a cushy apartment. It was pretty, pretty scary apartment actually with like 8 roommates. But you know, any extra money I wanted, I had to. So I had an on campus job too. I mean, it wasn't like I wasn't just.
Was
you know,
no free ride.
No.
Yeah.
And, you know, I had to keep my grades up, obviously. So, but it was very important to him that I sort of kind of figure out how to see a goal, you know, have a goal set by my teachers.
That's great advice.
You know, and like get this thing done. And if there's one thing that that I'm really worried about, for as we were saying off, you know, off the air, is that if our kids do like an internship rather than a college experience, how does that change for them, like they don't get to accomplish that to have that sort of 4-year
mm-hmm.
like I did this on my own, I got this done, you walk up, you get that diploma, you're like, I earned this is mine, you know, this is something I did. And then every time you think, oh, I can't do this, you can kind of think back to that moment like, nope, I can get through this thing.
And that's good, you know? For you,
it is, you good for that. You it is good for you. I hope there's a way for kids to be able to, I mean, I hope my son can find that, you know, for himself.
Mm.
So this acting thing worked out for you pretty well, and you are in a new series called the Red Line series. What is the part you're playing?
I play Officer Victoria Renna. She's a veteran Chicago police officer. She's still in a squad car. She's a beat cop. She's not a detective. And So she is the partner of Noel Fisher's character, Officer Paul Evans, who mistakenly shoots a black physician in a convenience store holdup. He shoots the wrong guy. Mm. And, you know, I'm there on the scene. I sort of run in about a second after the shots are fired. And so I'm witness to the event, and I'm his partner. So I'm connected through the events as they play out through the rest of the series.
What sort of research, Elizabeth? Did you ride with actual Chicago cops or not?
We really wanted to.
Yeah.
At this point in time, there are the force didn't want actors riding along just for insurance reasons and for safety reasons and whatever. But we did have several on-set police officers who we were able to consult with and talk to. And one of our stunt guys is a former police officer.
Oh.
So, you know, we were able to, like, have conversations with them and, you know, ask them about stuff. And our writers also had extensive conversations with the police officers in terms of, like, just, you know, trying to get, like, elements of procedure, right? Like, the way we run in with our weapons, you know, we actually did it by the book, which is not as sexy looking as you usually see on TV, like that cool kind of, like, with the hands down at the side.
Yeah.
And it's sort of like, you know, that's actually not how they run in. There's this sort of weird, you'll see it, there's just kind of this awkward, like, clutch up around the chest that you do with the weapon, but that's designed to lessen the chance of an accidental firing, you know what I mean?
Sure.
But it's also, it lets you bring the weapons it starts out at chest height as opposed to having to be brought up, which it was all explained to us at the time, but, like,
it's more dramatic.
Yeah, this is very sexy looking. This is sort of, nobody can see what I'm doing
from the holster up.
That whole kind of thing that you often see, we had to actually sort of hold it up here, which is weirdly awkward.
Yeah.
The police officer's like, yeah, it's awkward, it's not cool looking, but it's safer and it's smarter,
so do you have to negotiate with, like, what do we want? Do we want sexy or do we want realistic?
On this show, I'm glad that we were all inclined to going towards realistic, because this is the show was meant to be very close to the ground and realistic, and not, it's not about, like, everybody looking cool. It's about,
right,
you know, telling a really faithful story.
Have you played a police officer before?
I've played a bunch.
Have
and
you?
I've played more if you consider that I've played an FBI agent as well. So, you know, that was I had a gun holster for that one too.
Yeah.
And
what is it about you that's how casting agents see you, do you think?
I'm quite tall. I'm 6 feet.
Yeah.
I look like I can hold myself up in a fight, so that's probably I like to think I can.
Yeah. So they see that and they go, this will translate to law enforcement.
I think law enforcement, I think I probably just, 'cause I'm tall and I have a deep voice and whatever else it is about my bearing, that I look like somebody, you know, who might be in a position of I've been in I've played a lot of authority figures.
Oh,
you know, I played doctors and police officers and FBI agents and that kind
and
of
a
thing.
Lot of stage work here in Chicago as well.
Yes.
Now, you weren't born here, but did you?
I was born in North Carolina, but we only lived, my father was at UNC Law School when I was born.
This explains the thick Southern accent.
I know, right? Well, I mean, if I want to sound like my grandmother, I don't have to. I just,
wow.
You know, I go right there.
That's perfect.
Yeah. Yeah, just bring it to a ball and throw it in the oven.
Born there, but raised here.
Yeah, I was raised here in Chicago. My parents, my father lived out in Hinsdale, and my mother lived here in Chicago.
Oh.
It was very amicable separation. So we went back and forth between them, and my mom, I started living here in Chicago from about the time I was 8 years old.
Yeah.
So I lived in a whole bunch of neighborhoods, kind of moving slowly up the...
Nice.
The Clybourne corridor as it gentrified. Every time it gentrified, we'd move out and go a little further west, you know.
It's safe. We can go now.
Yeah, yeah.
And the Red Line series is based here in Chicago.
Yeah, based and entirely shot here, too.
It is.
Yep,
awesome. I love that.
Every frame.
All right. Yeah. The premiere is this Sunday night, April 28th, 7 p.m. Central Time.
Mm-hmm.
It's on CBS Regular and CBS All Access as well.
Yes, it's on both. It'll be on both platforms. Yeah.
That's a new thing. I don't think anyone's done that before.
You know, I don't believe so. You should probably fact check me on this, but I think this is the first show that's going to be available.
Impressive.
Impressive. Yeah.
A quick break and then more with Elizabeth Laidlaw. Stick around. It's Bill Leff and Wendy Snyder on WGN. It's Bill and Wendy with you on WGN, along with Elizabeth Laidlaw, an actress who is one of the stars, and the, well, along with Noah Wyle, Wendy. I didn't want to leave Noah Wyle out.
I'm over him.
The all Red right. Line premieres Sunday on CBS and on CBS All Access. When you were growing up, Elizabeth, were you a fan of cop shows? Did you watch them with any regularity?
What I was allowed to watch, you know, as a young person. I remember, like, getting, you know, being able to kind of get some glimpses of Hill Street Blues.
Yeah. The best.
Which is the best.
That was a great show.
But, I mean, it was a little on the young side to be sort of able to watch that when as it went on for a long time. So as I got older, it kind of played during a time when I needed to be getting my homework done. So, but I was able to see, you know, and that really, I think, set a tone for cop shows. And I was a big fan of NYPD Blue back in the day.
That
I pretty
was
much
really
watched
great.
That beginning to end. And Dennis Franz, who's a Chicagoan, was also, you know.
Franz's butt.
Yes.
Yeah, was awesome.
Nobody, the butt that rocked the world. It actually, like, backed off on the butt shots on network TV. You know, it was like there was this sort of butt renaissance for a minute there. And then it kind of, we backed up. But what's interesting.
The rumpusance, I believe it was referred to.
This show. It's interesting. This is not a cop show.
Yeah.
This is a show about a tragedy involving a police officer, and by extension, the obviously because it's you know there's a criminal case and then you know a civil case you know as always happens that occur around this the police department is brought in on it, and also fellow police officers are involved in this man's story because that's
right.
His world. So that the police represent one or this man his. Police family, his actual blood family, because Michael Patrick Thornton plays his brother, and a former police officer. They're involved, but they're one side of the story. Another side of the story is Chicago politics and Emiyazi Cornaldi's character Tia Young running for office and sort of encountering the mess that is Chicago politics, you know, and the history and the legacy and the, you know, how that's all organized. And then a third part of the story is the grieving family, you know, this man who's lost his husband and this young woman who's lost her father. So there, it's really about three families. So it's really not a cop show.
Mm-hmm.
There are police in the show. The police are a big part of the story, but it's, you know, you don't really, with a couple of exceptions, you don't see us like running around every episode making arrests,
right.
You know? I mean, you see us at work, but it's sort of incidental in a lot of ways.
It's almost like it's plucked from the headlines with things going on.
It certainly is.
Maybe different versions, an African-American doctor, but shot by a white cop.
Mm-hmm.
And just the way these, is it three different families that are all kind of involved in this?
Yeah, I mean.
Because we don't see the other side of things, and it's going to be interesting to watch that.
We don't. And, you know, we're at a... no matter where you're sitting on the political spectrum, we are at a point, I think, a very serious crisis in this country.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody's listening to each other and everybody's yelling at each other. And we're dehuman, you know, and I think the internet is a big problem with this. I mean, Twitter, you know, the way we can insult each other with impunity, you know,
instantaneously
online and from a distance, you know, you don't have that sense of empathy. Like you say something terrible to somebody to their face and you have to deal with the repercussions of whatever that made them feel. And
right.
when you have that distance. So I think there's just so much anger going on. We've stopped listening to each other. It's just getting worse. And I think the hope of the producers and the writers and everybody else is that if we see all of the people involved in this kind of story as human beings with all their flaws and all of their ambitions and their fears, you know, that most people operate from a place of wanting to preserve and protect the people around them.
Sure.
You know, the people they care about,
right.
their you know, the things that mean to them. You know, nobody in this story is operating from a place of that's like evil.
Right.
You know, they're all operating from a place of like I have these people around me that I need to look after, and I'm going to do that the best I can. And I think we'd all like to think that we would make the best choice
right.
in a given moment.
Yep.
You know, if confronted with something terrible, that we'd do the best possible thing. But, you know, let's be honest, if you look back in your life, how many times did you do the best possible thing? How many times were your actions completely heroic? And I think maybe if you have a really good life, you can point to a couple of moments where you did something that pointed true north on the moral compass.
You know what, though? When you say that and you think back and, you know, maybe you've done some crappy things in your life. When I think back, I'm so regretful and I learned and never did it again.
Sure.
People aren't learning now. They're just continuing.
Yeah. No, and I think what I do love about the story is I think all of these characters do. Everybody has an opportunity to grow a little bit, to change. And there's a lot of hope.
Mm-hmm.
Towards the end of this season, that I think is very much what they wanted to talk about.
When you're working on a show that it is a very serious subject matter, no question, is it still fun? Are you still having?
God.
You're still having a good time. Good.
It is so much fun. It is an incredible crew.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, everybody. You know, everybody in the hair and makeup trailer, and you know, our wardrobe, costume people, every single person on the set. Like, you know, I loved showing up at work. I was laughing the whole time.
Oh,
I loved all of our directors. That I've known Caitlin and Erica, who are the creators, and Michael Thornton, who plays Jim Evans. I've known all of them for, you know, we're all Chicago people. We've known each other forever.
Yeah.
So there was a real camaraderie and easiness on set. And, you know, Noel Fisher and Michael and I sort of had to play a family, and the characters on screen are always sort of, there's a lot of contention. There's this terrible stuff going on around us and that we're involved in. And so the characters are very tense, but off camera, we're just giggling all the time.
Oh, good.
Like, that extended, I mean, you know, the whole cast, we're very easy with each other.
So you show hysterically funny outtakes at the end of every episode.
I don't even know. Like, they're probably so stupid, they're not even worth putting on a gag reel. Like, they're just, you know, they're like
inside stuff.
Yeah, like, we would just start giggling and nobody knew why. And like, I mean, but it was always like, it was like after a take, like, they yell cut and we'd just be like,
right.
And it was so serious, but I think it helped. You know, certainly. I mean, these stories are very segmented. So I spent most of my time on set with Michael and Noel and Sebastian Sozzi, who plays another police officer. So most of my time on set was with those guys. And then, like, so there's, you know, we don't overlap too much.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, there is some overlap, but the stories are a little bit separated. Yeah, we had a great time.
Good.
We had a really good time together.
That's excellent.
And I loved going to work, you know.
Can't wait to see it. It's called The Red Line. It's based on Chicago, shot in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
You're from Chicago.
I am.
She is Elizabeth Laidlaw. I did learn something off the air. I grew up in Brookfield, live in LaGrange now, and there's a school in Western Springs that has a connection to you.
Yes, the Laidlaw Elementary School was named after my great-grandfather, John Laidlaw. He was a book publisher. He published
textbooks,
right? Yeah, Laidlaw Brothers book.
Yeah.
That's since been sold to Doubleday. My grandfather, who's still with us, he's in his 90s. He's in great health. He lives in North Carolina, and he is retired, long retired, and he sold the business to Doubleday. But Laidlaw, it still exists.
Yeah.
It's still a subsidiary, and as the story goes, my great grandfather. Really helped the school out particularly during the Depression. His publishing textbooks was one of the few industries that didn't get clobbered in the Depression, so he was able to make a lot of books possible to the school.
Take that, Lori Loughlin.
So,
yeah.
So that school was named for him. So.
Awesome. Nice little behind-the-scenes thing. She's Elizabeth Laidlaw, and watch her, The Red Line, also starring Noah Wiley, Sunday night, 7 p.m. Central, CBS and CBS All Access. Great to meet you.
Thank you. Great to meet you, too.
Thanks,
Thank you very
Elizabeth.
Much.
More after this. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.
And coming up, the stories that matter with Steve Bertrand from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.